Today is Friday, May 15th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So I want to start out with a little bit of a correction. I always start my show out with a little pronouncement, and then I laugh. I know I've said that already, but I don't know why I do that. Silly. My correction, yes. So on Twitter, because you know, as listeners do, I don't want to classify all my listeners in the same. I don't want to paint all listeners with a broad stroke. I mean, I know some of you would want a broad stroke, but I don't want to paint all the listeners with a broad stroke. So I shouldn't say that, what I was about to say. But there are some listeners out there who want to correct. They want to correct. They relish correcting. What do they do? They live on the energy produced by correcting. I don't know. There's a word for it. I might mispronounce it, so I might not want to even attempt it. But anyway, so on Twitter, I was kind of proud of myself yesterday for coming up with the word that I came up with for a group of islands. So the Philippines is this. On Twitter, Baron Frosty says, "I cackled when Geeky Gay TV was talking about how smart he was because he knew the word, and I'll say it in a second, but kept pronouncing it this other thing." So yesterday, I said archipelago. I don't know. I said archipelago. I said it a bunch of times. Archipelago, archipelago. Who uses that word? Nobody. And I think even coming up with that word off the top of my head, even with an improper pronunciation, is really good. You know? I mean, who goes around saying that? Oh, yeah, my boyfriend is from an archipelago. That's wrong. Okay, Baron Frosty corrected me. So we're just going to go to Google, and we're going to have Google tell us how to pronounce it. So here we go.
Archipelago. Archipelago.
Okay, it's archipelago. Instead of archipelago, it's archipelago. So it's lago instead of gallo. Lago.
Archipelago.
We could even slow it down.
Archipelago.
One more time.
Archipelago.
All right, there's your learning for the day, everyone. You say it archipelago. So the seashell islands that are an archipelago are not going to allow cruise ships until like 2022 or something. So yesterday I worked a little bit more on the house, and I posted a picture on Blender, that is, on my application Blender, and I posted a picture on Twitter so all of you can go see. And once again, I'll just say, little by little, I'm making progress on learning this application. And it's kind of fun, actually. I think after I do this, this will be one of those things. You know, some people quilt. Some people do other things. Whittle, for lack of a better term. Some people quilt. Some people whittle. Some people jack off. I don't know. Whatever you do for a hobby. I'll start 3D modeling. I have a frog in my throat, so that's why I'm talking weird. Anyway, so the only other thing that I did last night was we worked out and we ate. That was about it. We watched Survivor, which I can't talk about. And Survivor, someone won, and they did a whole from home thing like all the different shows have been doing recently. And Jeff built an actual tribal council set in his garage. But the funny thing was, and I was really impressed. You know, I was really impressed. The camera quality was good. The set, he and his son apparently put this, his production crew, like, put this set into boxes and created a binder with all these instructions on, okay, here's how you're going to build the set. and everything. He and his son went out there in his garage and they built the set, and it was very small. I mean, it was literally just him sitting in a chair and the set wrapped around him. So it was probably, I don't know, 5 feet by 5 feet or something, you know, but and then maybe 8 feet tall. And it was mostly like old wood and stone and stuff like that. But I was impressed. It looked really good. I mean, if they hadn't kind of backed up with the camera, you wouldn't have even known that it was a set in a garage. Except his audio sounded like he was on a set in a garage. It was echoey. He wasn't close enough to the mic. There were all these things. And, you know, I don't want to criticize or anything like that, but I'm going to say again, us podcasters and YouTubers, we've been doing this crap from home forever. You know, I've been podcasting for 14 or 15 years. And, you know, there are radio shows with better audio than me. There are probably podcasts with better audio than me. But, I mean, it's pretty good. And, again, I'm kind of at a loss for why these people who are professionals can't get good audio and video on their from home stuff. Anyway, it was good though. I mean, it was better than most of the crap I've seen. I think I mentioned this already. I watched All Rise, which is I hope it doesn't get canceled. It may get canceled though. Although I don't know how that's going to go this year because of all this COVID. They might be like, oh, we can't do any new pilots because of COVID, because Hollywood can't record anything right now. And May is when they always come up with new pilots and then cancel the old shows and bring in the new ones and make those decisions. So I'm thinking, you know, maybe everything will just get renewed because maybe there won't be any pilot season at all. So maybe they'll just be like, well, we have to have the same shows next year because we don't know when COVID's going to be over and we don't know when everything's going to open back up so we can start recording new shows. But anyway, all that to say, I watched the show All Rise and it was horrible. A for effort, right? They did an entire episode. It was basically one big Zoom call. And, you know, A for effort. Survivor was much better than that. I mean, he built a very professional looking set in his garage. They brought in the contestants. He had the urn. He did all that, you know. So, you know, A for effort. A for effort. And again, I'm going to say, you know, Jimmy Kimmel has been getting better and better at his from home stuff. James Corden, his set looks good. His audio is good. So there are some that are doing a good job. Amy Schumer. So Mark and I always watch like some Food Network, or sometimes we watch Top Chef or HGTV, but we always watch those things during lunch, especially since we've been working from home because we don't have to drive. We can fit in like a whole hour episode during our lunch break. And there's this new show, Amy Schumer Learns to Cook. And I don't know if they pitch this to Food Network as, hey, Food Network, we know everyone's in quarantine. We will do a quarantine cooking show, because it is basically their nanny that stays with their child walking around with like a camera and some like cell phones and stuff like that. They're not even at home. Apparently they're staying at a friend's house during the whole lockdown thing, and they're cooking like whatever, but there's very little production value to this at all. And I don't know if they had signed a contract with Food Network and they were going to start recording and then lockdown happened, or if they're like, hey, you know, during lockdown, let us do this show. Anyway, you don't learn anything. I mean, her husband is a chef and he's cooking, but he's not really explaining like what he's doing like most normal Food Network shows. And Amy Schumer is being her, like, you know, herself. So she's just making jokes about everything, and then they have their nanny that's in the shot occasionally. And actually, their nanny looks like she's Filipino. Mark was saying that we were watching it. So they're doing this, you know, from home thing, and it's a brand new show. Like, they had no episodes before this, so I have nothing to base it on. Like, is this better or worse than it would have been like in a studio or something? I don't know. It's really weird. And yeah, so we did that. So tonight we have a friend Zoom cocktail hour call, but I think it's like a food hour because they want us to, I don't know, buy fried chicken and eat fried chicken on Zoom. I really don't know. I'm not really sure. And then I keep saying this, but I am going to send out a newsletter tonight for Pride 48 for the June event. And you know, of course, we have to work out and all that good stuff. The house is coming along, but we found out today that the builder is not quite done with the punch list items. The fence is not going to be done until Tuesday of next week because it's been raining a lot. And so we're not going to get to close early, but hopefully we'll have all the stuff done by midweek next week and we'll still be able to close by the 29th. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Have a good weekend, everyone. I'll talk to you on Monday. Bye.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.